Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is my 11th year to do a Christmas show. It is my 8th year to do it on Christmas Day live. The 11th live Christmas Day show where we talk about things other than small business. And this is, I went back and looked at the calendar. This is the 8th live Christmas Day show, because some of them, as you know, fall on Saturday and Sunday, and I don't broadcast on Saturday and Sunday. At least not live, anyway. You know, folks, and you probably heard me say this before, but some people think I'm a Scrooge, and they might be right. But there are three exhibits that I would like to offer in my defense. The early part of my career was spent in retail. And as you know, those of you who are in retail know retail is tough on the holiday spirit. Someone said to me once, I want to start a business. I said, what kind of business? A retail business, they said. And I said, why? And they said, because I love people. And I said, well, what you're going to learn when you get in retail is there's a difference between people and the public. I'm people as I stand in front of you, you know, and talking to you right now. But once I become a consumer, then I become part of the public, and that's different. And so I don't have to tell those of you who are in retail that retail is tough on the holiday spirit. And there's a syndrome for everything else, so I've coined another syndrome for retail survivors, and I call it post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome, PTHSS, post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome. What do you think, retailers? Number two, since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving. Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year. Let's not lose our head. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. Number three, as an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation. For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something nice for them in March. And then the next one, after the Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone not on your list, do you rush out and get a card out to them right away? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, not reciprocating is actually endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending to our economy is not lost on me. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans have wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. On behalf of my misunderstood brethren, and this isn't politically incorrect, because apparently there are no female Scrooges, let me clear up a few things. Number one, Scrooges are lovable, huggable, and yes, even cute. Two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous, but their generosity isn't obsessive and doesn't come with giggles. Scrooges can be quite, this is number three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without having to say, bless their hearts over and over. As proof, and to influence an acquittal for me, I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. Here's the first challenge for me. I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who perpetuate the silliness. But please be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. This is for us. I challenge us to be more generous, loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long, not just during the Christmas holidays. Imagine what would happen if we all practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound something like this. Let's help those people right now, in the middle of July. So, my friends, as I wrap this up, I say peace to you and yours. And in Hebrew, shalom. In Arabic, salam. In Spanish, and this is my best shot, folks, que la paz esté con ustedes. How's that? Or also, Feliz Navidad. So, one of the things that I've been talking about this now for a little while. I spent a little time on it in the previous hour. One of the things that's helped me to be maybe a little less of a Scrooge is this whole concept of understanding the two sides of Christmas. One side of Christmas is the one that goes back thousands of years before Christ. Thousands of years before Christ, when people were celebrating life, celebrating being alive, celebrating having family, celebrating nature and things that the bounty of the earth. That's been going on for millennia. That's one side of Christmas. The other side of Christmas has happened in the last 2,000 years with the birth of Christ. And when we come back, I'm going to read a few passages about that. And that's the other side of Christmas, the religious side of Christmas. As a Christian, I celebrate that side as well. It helps me to think about the two sides of Christmas. One that's old, 2,000 years old, and one that's very, very old, maybe 10,000 years old. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Merry Christmas. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And by the way, Jim Donovan is going to be with us in the second half of the hour. And he's the guy who wrote the book, Handbook to a Happier Life. And also, This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. So we're going to get John to talk to us a little bit about being happy during the holiday season. Looking forward to that. That's coming up after this segment in the second half hour. As I always do in the 11th year that I've done a Christmas show, 8 of them on Christmas Day, I want to read a couple of passages. These are important for on the nativity part of Christmas, the religious part of Christmas. These are passages that are very important to Christians. One of them is from the Old Testament, a prophecy by Isaiah, hundreds of years before the birth of Christ. Isaiah said this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end." And then, hundreds of years later, decades after the birth of Christ, the scholar Luke, companion of the Apostle Paul, wrote this: "In those days the Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of, in the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time for the baby to be born came, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Now those are two passages that are very important to the religious part of Christmas. The nativity, what John Steele Gordon calls the nativity part of Christmas. And it's that part of Christmas, the prophecy is maybe 2,500 years old. Or maybe even older. I'm sure there may be something earlier than that. But Isaiah prophesied about that, about what we consider to be the religious part of Christmas, those of us who are Christians. That's been happening for 2,500 years, let's say. The actual celebration of it, first with the shepherds, about 2,000 years ago. And of course, over time, over the last 2,000 years, Christmas, as we know it, has been the way Christians celebrate Christmas has been celebrated a number of different ways. And there's an article, if you want to see all the different ways, there's an article in Friday's Wall Street Journal, December 21st, by John Steele Gordon, where he talks about a brief history of Christmas. It's a very good one, by the way, and one that I think you'll enjoy. And in that article, he talks about the two sides of Christmas. The religious side, what he calls the nativity side. You and I would call it the birth of Christ and the celebration of the birth of the new covenant, which began the process, the ministry of Christ, and what we follow as Christians to this day. But also the other side, which is much older, the celebration side, the celebration of life, the giving of gifts and the spending of time with family, much, much older than the birth of Christ. But either way, and then over the last 100 years, a couple of hundred years or so, we've really combined those in a way that's never been done before, especially the last 100 years. So that's what Christmas has become, and what it becomes inside of you is what you make of it. It's 29 after. We're going to be right back with Jim Donovan. We're going to talk about how to be happy during the holiday season. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.